So, Chris or whomever, if you'll go ahead and start your recording. I would like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Project Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of October 1st, 2020. I want to remind us about our teleconference participation process. Primarily, it helps if you keep your phone and computer audio, if you're using a computer, on a mute mode. If you're using a phone, do not put it on hold, please. It creates background noise. Just be aware everything that you do is amplified and creates a lot of background noise, so let's make sure we try to keep that to a minimum, side conversations, all of that. Please wait till you're called upon to speak. I'll make sure everybody who wants to talk has an opportunity to. Each time you do speak, please state your name. And commissioners, when making and seconding motions, again, state your name. So that's our basic process. What I want to do is determine that we have a quorum. And Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Gilson.
I'm here.
Very good. Commissioner Homburger.
Here.
And Commissioner Swoke. All right, so we have four of five members currently, so we do have a quorum. I would like just to take a moment to acknowledge the 12 years of work that Commissioner Jeff Stone has put into the commission, but also in product approval. And, you know, we appreciate his service and we'll miss him going forward. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and identify who we have with our staff. And what I think, what I see is we have, one second here.
And Jeff, when was Jeff Stone's last day? I didn't even know he was going.
Yeah, the governor made some appointments that were effective in mid-September. I think it was the 17th. I have it written down. But at that time, his position was replaced with a new commissioner. And Tom will go through all that when we have our meeting next week or in 2 weeks.
I didn't realize that was his replacement. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have Zubeidi Benici, we have Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers, Chris Howell, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel, and myself, Jeff Blair, participating from DBPR and from the facilitation point of view. All right, so today's agenda is to review and approve the July 23rd meeting minutes and facilitator summary report, to approve entity statistics, or to hear entity product approval and entity statistics, get a report on conditional approvals, and then to approve entity applications, product approval applications, product approval applications with comments, and then to review the DBPR applications, take any general public comment, and then to adjourn. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted, please?
Captain, move to approve.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Homburger, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Let me just check one more time. Commissioner Swope, are you on or not? No. Okay, so it's a 4-0 in favor. Okay, you posted electronically to the DCIS. You have the July 23rd, 2020 meeting minutes, as well as the facilitator summary report. Are there any revisions or corrections to either of those? And if not, is there a motion to accept them both as posted?
So moved, Homburger.
Compton, second.
Motion and a second from Homburger and Compton, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we're going to move on to the product approval and entity statistic reports for 2017 and 2020. Zubeidi, please.
Hi, thank you. For 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 7,338 approved product applications, and the total is 8,010. And for products, we have 31,279 approved products, and the total is 34,110. For the entities, we have 125 approved entities, and the total is 413. That concludes the 2017 statistics report. For the 2020 Florida Building Code, we have 490 approved product applications, and the total is 1,562. For the products, we have 2,078 approved products, and the total is 6,919. For the entities, we have 125 approved entities, and the total is 413. That concludes the 2020 Florida Building Code Statistics Report. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Zubeidi. Then let us, so my understanding, having reviewed it, is that the conditional approvals from the August 4th, 2020 Commission meeting have all been met, and so no action is required. Is that correct?
That's right. Correct.
Thank you, Mohan Zubeidi. Okay, then let's move on to our next item, and that is the review of entity applications. We have 19 on the consent agenda. Does any commissioner need to pull any? Does any member of the public have any comments? All right, then is there a motion to accept the consent agenda of 19 applications for approval of entities?
Prompt move to approve.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second from Constman and Dean, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we're going to move on to the review of product approval applications. We have a consent agenda for the 2017 code, and staff has requested that we pull one of those off of that, which was product 32387R1, and for individual consideration. So does anybody from the public need to comment on the consent agenda besides the removal of the one product? Or any commissioner have to pull any off? All right, is there a motion then to approve the consent agenda of products recommended for approval as amended with the removal of the one product, 32387R1?
Have to move approval.
Hamburger, second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? And hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, for the 2020 code, products approved to the requirements of the 2020 code, we have a consent agenda of 453 items. Does any commissioner need to pull any off for individual considerations? Does any member of the public have a comment in that regard? All right, then is there a motion to approve the consent agenda to the 2020 code, please?
Count to move approval.
Second, Dean.
Motion and a second from Conklin and Dean. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, now we'll go on to the product approval applications that did have comments. First, we'll start with the 2017 code. We now have three products because we pulled off one for individual consideration. So first is product 29783R3. It's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any. I'll come back to the POC for a motion in a second.
Count to move approval.
Second, Dean.
Motion in a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is product 33111. It's recommended for approval. Any public comment? Hearing none?
Approval. Approval.
Okay. Second, Dean.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, the one we pulled off for individual consideration is 32387R1, and staff's recommending this be a conditionally approved to allow the applicant to provide a valid QA contract. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak? Not hearing any. Coming back to the POC.
Count to move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
Motion and a second for conditional approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Project approval applications with comments for approval to the requirements of the 2020 Florida Building Code. We have 22 applicants. Yep. So we'll without ado, we'll move through them. All right. First is 4103R11. And staff's recommending conditional approval to fix a small typo in the evaluation report, which is the date of revision 6. Currently, it has 8-7-2018. It should be 8-7-2020. Any comment from the public? If not, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 5823R9 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Go ahead, commissioners.
Council move approval.
Second, Hamburger.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 6890R7, recommended for approval. Any public comment? Seeing none.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 7060R7 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Hearing none. Motion and second, please.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
The motion and second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? It's unanimous. 12611R5 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Then back to the POC.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 13241R4. It's also recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Then back to the POC.
Council move approval.
Second, Hamburger.
Motion to second. No discussion then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. All right, next is 15539R3. It's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, back to the POC.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 16055R3 is recommended for approval. Any public comment to the POC?
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 16093R3 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Hearing none.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 16107R12 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Hearing none. POC members?
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
A motion to second. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
There any opposed?
Jeff, this is Jeff. Sorry.
Jamie. Go ahead. All right. That's no problem, Jamie. We'll go ahead. We'll take public comment and we'll go back to the motion.
I'm sorry for the tardiness. I couldn't get to the button in time. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to comment on this one product that you just heard. 16107.
Yeah, they haven't voted on that yet, so you're okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so my comment is the fact that this product has two types of glazing being used on this garage door, and the comment that the applicant makes is indicating or pointing to the fact that it complies with Florida Building Code 2612. And conditions of the high-velocity hurricane zone. that section that's being cited is not inclusive of the weathering that plastic is supposed to comply with. And I think that's what the general public comment was alluding to.
Okay, so if I understand what you're requesting is that you would recommend that it would be conditionally approved, and the condition would be
indicate that the plastic glazing complies with the weathering requirements of the high velocity hurricane zone.
This is Mo Madani. I think the comment, if you read it, says clarify section D, non-impact of glazing require hurricane protection. And let's see, I see that there was some confusion about the specific really comment. Whoever provided the comment was not clear. But if the issue is the plastic, make sure compliance with the plastic requirements, sure, I don't see any problem.
So Mo, then you would agree that, you know, that with that clarification that Jamie's offered, conditional approval might be appropriate?
Yeah, it's fine. We can do that, sure.
All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak before I come back to our commissioners? Okay, so you heard from Jamie Gascon that, and Mo, I think it would agree that this consider a conditional approval, and the condition would be to indicate that the plastic glazing requirements meet the high velocity hurricane zone requirements. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Compton, move conditional approval as stated.
Okay. Hamburger second, and I thank Jamie for his input on that.
Very good. We have a motion and a second for conditional approval. Any discussion from our POC commissioners? All right, then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 16546, R13. It's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? All right, I'm going to come back to the POC for action.
Compton, move approval.
Hamburger second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, 16554, R8, is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Hamburger second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 16736, R3, is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, POC action.
Mountain move approval.
Hamburger second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 17647, R2. It's recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
We have a motion and second. Any discussion? Then all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, 17668, R2 is recommended for approval. Is there, yes, approval. Is there any public comment? Then back to the POC.
Council move approval.
Hamburger second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 19588, R3, is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the QA entity on the application. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Hamburger second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous for conditional approval. 21462 R5 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. POC.
Compton, move approval.
Hamburger second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 21854 R2. is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the QA entity on the application. Any public comment? And is there a motion for conditional approval?
I have to move conditional approval.
Hamburger, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 26981R2 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to add more updated unit model on the application. Is there any public comment? Then is there a motion for conditional approval?
Cop to move conditional approval.
Hamburger, second.
I have a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 29520R5 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? And is there a motion for approval?
Count to move approval.
Hamburger, second.
I have a motion to second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. 32388R1 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the QA entity on the application. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any. Is there a motion for conditional approval?
Jeff, what was the product number?
32388R1.
All right, the sheet shows it as approval, so we're doing conditional approval?
It's possible I made a mistake. Let me double check real quick.
I think it should be conditional approval. I think the applicant is requesting conditional approval.
Okay. Compton, move conditional approval.
Hamburger, second.
All right. We have a motion and a second for conditional approval. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. 33108 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. Is there a motion for approval?
Compton, move approval.
Hamburger, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so next is just a quick report, I guess. DUPR applications, there were 54 with 5 comments in 2017. There were 84 with 2 comments in 2020. All are being satisfied. Staff's handled them all. No actions required. Is that correct, Mo?
Correct, correct.
So just an update, no action needed. Okay, is there any general public comment? Anybody from the public wish to comment?
This is Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Good morning again, everyone. Just a general statement regarding some of the proprietary notes that eventually make their way into some of these drawings. The comment, I guess, being made is the fact that these documents are to be reprinted and used for permitting throughout the state. The use of those drawings, if printed off the website with those notes, indicating that you have to go back to the owners of those documents to authenticate or authorize the use, is something that could be problematic and maybe contradicting to the purpose of how the state's product approval system is to work. That's the gist of making those comments and trying to keep those statements off of the product approvals. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. Does any POC member have any comments they want to make?
This is Hamburger. I have a question as to how some of the initial submissions that we receive are dealt with in terms of how they're marked, perhaps returned to the submitter. Is there a way to mark them as revise and resubmit or as a draft, anything like that? What is our process? Mo, can you tell me?
Let's just go back. Are you, in terms of the applications, are normally revised through the online applications, and it will be given a revision number. Staff will process that, and that's what you'll see on the report, is that revision to be approved. In terms of the history and any additional information, is normally it's as part of the database. So I'm not sure we do show it's a revision or is a new application on the report, or if it's an editorial change. So that is indicated on the report.
I see. So it would be up to, let's say, the reviewer, the building official, whomever, to check and the number is for as far as the approval of the application. So as to avoid what Jamie was postulating can be done.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think our latest revision is the one that really supersedes the prior one. So if there's any change, you normally you will look at the latest revision, and that really is the one you want to, you know, that's your one is approved, and that's the one that's normally the local jurisdiction will be looking at. That has been the process, and there were no, we have not, you know, seen any concern or any problem with how the information is presented. And also with regard to the copyright or the you know, anything you submit to the state, is public information. You know, anybody can come in and download the information, make a copy and all that. That's really, but anyway, there has not been any problem that I'm aware of yet.
Okay. Any other commissioners have any comments? All right, does any staff member have any comments? Okay, well, I'm going to conduct a closing roll call. Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Here.
Commissioner Gilson.
Here.
Commissioner Homburger.
Here.
Commissioner Swope. So we have the same four we started with. I would ask for, would someone make a motion in a second to adjourn, please?
Count the move to adjourn.
Second,
Dean.
Motion a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thanks very much, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you at the commission meeting in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.